most people leave their houses around 28, and you're getting young people that are possibly 18 to 21 leaving at around that age.
For me, my transition started happening from when I turned 18. I had to move out my second residential, which I'd been in for six and a half years, sorry. And I went from there to a semi-independent. I had a studio flat initially, which I found okay, but it did have its problems. Like, I couldn't open the kitchen windows, so whenever I tried cooking something and smoke, I had to go and open my front door just to let the air in. It was just because I was 18, oh, I can go and branch out, I can live on my own, and that's what all the young people want. But that's not what I wanted. What I wanted to do was to finish my education and just to be in one place and leave it at that.
Since I've turned 18, you don't get any of that support that you did get before. So it's kind of like you get dropped to like a bombshell. And to tell you the truth, if I didn't have the support of my key workers in my supported base hostel, it wouldn't have been a good outcome for me.
I think leaving care for me was kind of scary, mainly because you have that network that it's like a safety net, in the sense that if any time that you've done something wrong while you're in care, you've always got social services that you can fall back on. If you're with your biological parents, you've always got that them to fall back on to support you. And for me, when I left care, I didn't have, even though I had my foster carers, I didn't have that safety network and that safety net to catch me when I did make mistakes. And I have made quite a lot of mistakes, and it is a scary road, a very scary path to go down.
I wanted to get out of there anyway, so I've been waiting for it for a long time. Now I'm at that stage, I can do what I want, how I want. I really couldn't wait, seriously. I was over the moon when I had the letter through saying I'm nothing to do with social services. I literally went out and partied. I jumped for joy. It was I think that was one of the best days I've ever actually had in my life. Yeah. I really couldn't wait.